So today, let's turn to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the very first book of the New Testament, Matthew, and we're going to go to chapter 1 and read a very, very familiar text. And again, I will be reading out of my NASB translation, and today we're going to read chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. I will have those words up here on the screen. Please follow along with me in your Bibles. And could we stand while God's word is being read here this morning? Thank you. Starting with verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows: when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with a child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. We'll stop there. Great scripture. Father, it's always good to, at this Christmas season, to read about the birth of your son Jesus and how miraculous that all was, and who Jesus, what his purpose here on earth was all about, and that was to save sinners from their sins. So we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bless this scripture reading, and I ask that you bless what I'm about to say so we can all learn a little bit more about your son, Jesus Christ. We ask this in his name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Okay. I'm actually going to need your help in today's sermon. Okay? It's going to be like this. Oh, the name of the sermon is Call His Name Emmanuel. Okay? Because that's the exact words that Matthew uses in verse number 23. Okay, next slide. We're all familiar with the song, right? O come, Emmanuel. All right. I need you to help me sing this one time through. Okay? Ready? O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. We're going to put on our sanctified imagination here this morning. I'm going to refer back to these words and why the writer of this song wrote what he wrote. So here's the situation, and see if you can put yourself in this scenario. It is the year 722 BC. You are a faithful Jew from the tribe of Zebulun. You and your family, you live and you prosper in the promised land that your forefathers inherited as the promise of God to Abraham. But something terrible happens that year. You and the other people in the land of Zebulun, along with the people in the land of nine other tribes of Israel, are taken captive by that wicked Gentile nation, Assyria. You are then exiled out of your home, out of your land. And you move to this place that's inhabited by people who worship false gods and false idols. What was once your land, your possessions, and your way of life no longer exist. You are now in captivity. Let's turn the years ahead a little bit. It is now 587 BC. Now you are a faithful Jew, and you are living in the area of Jerusalem, and you are from the tribe of Judah. You and your family, you live and you prosper in the part of the promised land that was promised by God to Abraham, to your forefathers. It is only the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin that now remain in Israel. You knew that many years ago, the other 10 tribes were exiled to Assyria, actually about 135 years prior. But there you are, in Judah, in Jerusalem, and something very terrible happens to you this year. You and the other people in the land of Judah, along with the people in the land of Benjamin, are taken captive by that wicked Gentile nation, Babylon. You are then exiled out of your land to the land inhabited by people who worship false gods and false idols. What was once your land, your possessions, and your way of life no longer exist. You are now in captivity. It is now many centuries later. You are a faithful Jewish man or Jewish woman, and you are crying out for help. You are crying out for deliverance. You are feeling the wrath of God for the sins of your forefathers. You are mourning in lowly existence in exile in a foreign land that you're not familiar with. You are crying for a Messiah. I would just like to compare that with what would it be like today if some other nation came and took you and your family out of your house and moved you to some other place. That's exactly what has happened to these Jewish people in two separate events. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. I am one of those faithful Jews who has been exiled. Actually, my forefathers were exiled. I'm living in a land that is not the promised land. And I can just picture myself sitting in a field, looking up with the night sky, with my heart aching desperately for my land, my customs, my feasts, my temple, and my God. As a faithful Jew, I would have remembered what my mother taught me about the words of the prophet Isaiah, who said that a child will be born to a virgin. And this child shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the virgin will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. I'm wondering how this child would be born and how it would be that this child would be a ransom for my people, the people of Israel? What would this child do? Or what would this child pay to free me, to free us, to free the people of Israel? A part of me, in desperation, I would cry out to the Lord and I would say this, free me from this captivity, Lord. Do not allow me to suffer anymore at the hands of this Gentile king. Free me from this captivity. Do not allow me to suffer the iniquities of those before me. But then there would be another part of me that would say, rejoice, O Israel, for it will be to you that redemption will come. Rejoice, O Israel, for it will be to you from the root of Jesse that deliverance from your captors will come. So I sing, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. It is now a few centuries later. You are standing in the temple courts, and it's just another ordinary day. There's a conversation going on over in this direction between an old man who everyone calls Simeon. He's here all the time. And two young parents who have just brought their newborn child to the temple so that they may consecrate this child to the Lord. The mother has a huge smile on her face. And she hands the child over to this old man. And tears come into his eyes as he looks at the child. And then you hear him say this, O sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. This old man, Simeon, hands the child back to the mother and says to her, this child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that shall be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. You stand in wonder. You stand in amazement. Could this child that this woman, these parents are carrying, could this child be the promised Messiah? Will this child be the one to free us? Will this child be the Emmanuel that we're waiting for? And once again you sing, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Well, this song here that we call O Come, Emmanuel was originally written in Latin in the 12th century. The author and the words and the composer of the music is unknown. But a man by the name of John Mason Neal translated that Latin into English in 1851, and we have the song that we have here. So we played the role of a Jew in 722 BC, played the role of a Jew in 587 BC, we played the role of a Jew several centuries later, and we played the role of a Jew at the temple when we saw the child being brought in. And now we play the role that we're playing today. It is now December 25th, 2022. O come, Emmanuel. There's good news, my friends. Emmanuel has arrived. He was born as a child about 2,000 years ago. And the angel told Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus." And an angel told Mary, "You shall call his name Jesus." And he is called Jesus. He is called the Christ. He is called the Messiah. He is called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And ransom captive Israel. The child has come to set the captives free. But free from what? We're not captive, are we? Well, maybe this Jesus can free me from my financial woes, or maybe this Jesus can free me from my past relationship issues, or maybe this Jesus can free me from this pain, this cancer, this sickness that I'm going through, or maybe this Jesus can free me from the hurt because I have lost someone that I dearly love. Or maybe this Jesus can free me from my dysfunctional family that I have absolutely no control over. Or maybe this Jesus can free me from the threat of foreign people and religions taking over my country, the United States of America. Or maybe this Jesus can free me and free us from those narcissistic politicians who want to ruin my country and my comfortable way of life. Maybe that's what Jesus is going to deliver me from. But folks, as great and as real as these issues may be, Emmanuel has come to set us free from the absolute worst problem that any human being could ever have. Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, has come to set the captives free from their bondage of sin. Every one of us in here, at one point in time, or maybe even today, were or are in bondage to our master, and that master is sin. Sin has placed us in exile from the Father. Oh, maybe not physically, but we are in exile from the Father. And we mourn in lowly exile because our sin has severed that relationship that we once had with the Father. But that relationship can now be made right because the Son of God, Emmanuel, has appeared and he is with us today. I know I can stand here and I can rejoice. Rejoice, believer. I rejoice because I was once a captive in exile to my sin. But now the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on the cross and his resurrection from the grave has paid my ransom. And he has paid it in full. Praise the Lord. But what about the unbeliever? I say this, rejoice, unbeliever, because the same child who lived to die as a ransom for my sin wants to be a ransom for your sin too. The question is he? Is he? Has he ransomed your sins too? Have you asked Jesus Christ to ransom your sins? Have you received Jesus Christ and felt his forgiveness and trusted him for your eternity? Salvation, the path to eternal life, the path to heaven, is not a litany of rituals and obligations or church attendance or giving money to churches or other charitable organizations. Salvation always has been and always will be a heart condition. So I ask, where is your heart today? Are you trying to earn your way to heaven by your good works, by your merit, by your efforts? Or are you rejoicing because Emmanuel is now with us and has done it all for you and for me? Let's sing this one more time. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. I hope we have a little better understanding of the words to this song. But for us, here on Christmas Day of 2022, Emmanuel has come, and Emmanuel is with us. The question is, have you let him in? And if you have, are you rejoicing because you have? Have you been set free from the captivity of sin who wants to be your master? I can't help loving these words that the angel told to Joseph in the scripture that we read here this morning. The angel told Joseph, she, Mary, will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Praise the Lord. Let's go to God in a time of prayer.